It's Peter Jay here. I'm the director of radio programming at WLRN, having fun guest hosting today. Folks, if you're just tuning in, our host Ed Bell is retiring after next week's South Florida Arts Beat program. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Ed's been under the weather for the last few weeks, but he's coming along really, really well. I know he would love to have been here himself today for this last live concert broadcast of South Florida Arts Beat. But you know what? I want to give Ed's contributors and friends a chance to say thanks and good luck. So I'm going to ask all you guys to get ready to queue up to the mic and just introduce yourselves when you're ready to say hi to Ed. Now, Chris, you've worked with Ed for years as an engineer for these live concert broadcasts and also as a contributor to South Florida Arts Beat.
Yes, that's true.
So why don't you start things out for us?
Well, one thing I learned through Ed and South Florida Arts Beat is that to produce a one-hour show once a week is a full-time job. And Ed's approach to it was very organic and very natural. And I think Ed was more of not really a critic of the arts, more of a supporter and an advocate for the arts. And I think what was the most amazing thing about working with him was seeing the collection of people that he brought in as contributors, not just journalists and critics, which are, of course, important, but also artists themselves. He had poets writing about poetry and musicians writing about music and artists conducting interviews with artists. And I think that shows his approach to this show shows that South Florida Arts Beat was really the best example of what community radio can really be about. And I would say thank you, Ed. Thanks for the years of friendship. Thanks for the great music. And in terms of your retirement, I will use your sign-off, and that is enjoy.
Thanks, Chris.
Hi, I'm Judith Bishop, one of Ed's contributors. You know, working with Ed Bell is kind of like winning the trifecta. He is a great broadcaster, he is a great boss, and he is a great friend. Ed's the perfect blend of type A and type B. When it comes to producing the show, he's totally type A. Plans weeks, sometimes months ahead of time. He dots every I, he crosses every T. But the day of the taping, he morphs into this warm and fuzzy type B. He welcomes the guest. He disarms them with his charm, his warmth, and his humor. And here's something you might not know about Ed Bell. He is a real champion of the underdog. Ed loves to book the marquee institutions, the major art groups here in Miami. But he also remembers the smaller groups, the ones with lower profiles and way lower budgets. And he gives them that much-needed exposure. If I had to sum up Ed Bell in one word, it would be R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Now, I know Aretha said it first, but it really works. Ed has first and foremost respect for himself, for the institution of WLRN and all of his colleagues, and he has tremendous respect for all of you in the audience. Ed, we love you, and we will miss you.
Thank you, Judy.
I'm Charles Greenfield, the classical music contributor. In the summer of 2008, Ed Bell asked me to start working with him on Arts Beat as the classical music contributor. Little did I know how important the role of a producer, engineer, host was in putting together the 10-minute segment that I conducted with him and our guest or guests. Yes, I arranged questions for international artists like violinist Joshua Bell, pianist Olga Kern, choreographer Edward Villela, conductors Michael Tilson Thomas and James Judd, and local art organizations like the Master Chorale, Sunday Afternoons of Music, the Chopin Foundation, and Seraphic Fire, among others. But I always knew that behind the glass, inside the booth, was that charming, magnanimous, even-tempered master of the acoustical switches who would sometimes say, "Let me just adjust your mic so you don't pop your peas." Ed Bell, we admire you and wish you the best, and so do countless listeners who identify your voice with Arts Beat, your creation.
Thank you, Charles.
Hi, my name is Bob Weinberg, and I'm an assistant editor and writer for Jazz's magazine. I grew up here in South Florida, and as a kid, I regularly listened to Ed. His programming and his insights just critically influenced my thinking about jazz, particularly as it related to the local landscape. As you all know, Ed is one of the greatest champions of South Florida jazz, and his shows introduced me to the likes of Jaco Pastorius, Billy Marcus, Ira Sullivan, Alice Day, Carmen Lundy, and so many others. Getting to work with Ed over the past couple of decades has just been a tremendous learning experience. His professionalism sets a high bar, and his encouragement and friendship has just proven invaluable. But most of all, his generosity and unselfish spirit give everyone who reports on the arts here in South Florida a standard to live up to. Thanks for everything, Ed. I'm looking forward to many more record show excursions and diner discussions.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Well, Dan Hudak, film contributor for South Florida Arts Beat since 2003, could not be with us today, but he recorded this message for Ed.
You took a hot-headed film geek punk out of UM with only a college radio show to his name and allowed him to grow into a seasoned, polished film contributor. Because of you, we were able to cover and generate interest in film festivals from Key West to Palm Beach. Because of you, I had a radio platform to discuss my best films of the year, the Oscars, and every summer, what film critics are thinking about the industry. Because of you, I got to meet Elizabeth Banks, Channing Tatum, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and numerous other celebrities and bring them onto the show. It's obvious to me that my career would not be where it is today, or what it is today, without your boundless support and generosity through the years. So I owe you the most heartfelt and sincere thank you that I can muster, with the hope that we reconnect soon into your retirement. And now, for the last time, I get to say, with utmost gratitude and a heavy heart, for South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Thank you, Dan. Ed Peter here. You were one of the first voices I heard on the radio when I moved to Florida in 1976. At the time, you were a jazz DJ on the now long-defunct station, The Bus. When I got my first job at WLRN in 1991, you were well-established as a host of the Lunchtime Miami Jazz program, as an MC also for lots of live musical events here in South Florida. But, Ed, you may have had the most impact on our listeners as host of South Florida Arts Beat for the last 16 years. During that time, you were not just a host to hundreds of arts organizations, but became a vital part of the arts community yourself as a sort of nexus for organizations to interconnect and to connect with the public. Those who know you, Ed, know that you are a humble soul. Your mission in life seems to be service to others. For all the countless hours you've spent in this mission and all the accolades you've received in the process, I've never once heard you draw attention to yourself or mention others' praise for your accomplishments. Mr. Ed Bell, you have always been and will always be a gentleman, a class act, an honorable guy, but also a guy with a great boisterous sense of humor and a genuine concern and care for all of us who walk the planet. South Florida Arts Beat may end next week, Ed, but your contributions to WLRN and the South Florida community will not be forgotten. Thank you, sir. And after next week, enjoy your well-earned retirement. Thank you, everyone, for coming today to South Florida Arts Beat. We certainly do appreciate it. Thank you for listening at home. That's going to wrap it up today. A huge thanks to the 18-wheelers today for performing. And be sure to tune in next week for the final edition, at least of this version of the program, with guest host Caroline Brader-Watts. We'll be looking forward to seeing you and meeting up with you again then. Thanks so much, Peter J., in for Ed Bell today. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.